When you know that, man, when you know you got an inheritance, man, you know you go get your stuff. When you know that you know that you know, man, somebody tell you you inherit $1 million, ain't a devil in hell can stop you from getting your, going pursuing your money. I'm talking about, man, pursuing it, especially if you knew that it was true and it was real. Man, you would do everything that you got to do, man, to get to you follow whatever protocol that need the proper procedure, whatever it takes, man, to get your money, and you would pursue that, man. You wouldn't stop. You wouldn't let nothing stop you. Oh, you might let them stop you, man, if you had about $300 or $400. But if you know that you was a billionaire, man, a devil in hell can stop you. I couldn't tell you something, man, that you might not realize, it might be over your head. You a kingionaire. Glory to God. You are heir to the kingdom of God, and a heir of God, and a joint heir with Christ Jesus. The kingdom of heaven is your inheritance. A kingionaire. What's a kingionaire, man? Billionaire, you guys got billions. You know, trillionaire, I got a little bit more than him. A kingionaire got everything. On everything. The whole kingdom is the king. All the cattle on the thousand hills that they say the Father have, man, is you got, you have God and a joint heir with Christ Jesus. What do you have? You have. Hello. I told you, man, somebody told you you was a millionaire, man, you know you'll go get it. God say to you, man, you're a kingionaire. Well, you said that, come you who are blessed of the Father and inherit the kingdom that was prepared for you before the foundations of the world. Who can open up the book and tell us, man, what's really going on? And they weep, man, in Revelation 6, because nobody could really tell us, man, what's really going on. They told us what they thought and gave them their opinion and everything else, but they really didn't tell us what's going on. There wasn't nobody really. And they say, behold, the Lamb of the tribe of Judah. He can tell us what's going on. Then came Jesus. What do you say? Hallelujah. He can take you all the way back, man, past, all the way back to that which was not in the beginning, past that. Past in the beginning, past Genesis 1, back into eternity past, man. That what God decided, man, before the foundation of the world. He got a marvelous plan for your life. Boy, the devil don't want you to know that. And don't want you to ever come to the knowledge of it and then to get in on it. Because right, when you do, then you will cease from your works. Hallelujah. And you will enter into a rest too. Well, your rest is there. You resting in Christ Jesus. I told you Christ is finished. What he came to do? Clean you up, man. All that unrighteousness and everything else that's in our life, you come in and wash as white as snow, man. Cleanse us up from all of that, man. That's so that we can continue. And when you say wash you white as snow, man, you listen, you walking out of that, you ain't doing that, man. Thou shall not. That's most definitely, that mean, man, you, that's most definitely how you gonna be. All them commandments that said shall, that what God was saying, man, from the beginning, that you most definitely will not, man, kill. You most definitely will not steal. You most definitely will not commit adultery. You most definitely. My Lord. That's what the word shall mean. Most definitely. I think sometimes we fail to realize, man, you know, that. Well, I don't know. He telling you, man, what you gonna be, what you are. Okay, I'll get to all of that, man. That's when you're to rule and develop it like that, you gotta come into the presence of the Lord. You gotta get past the gate, past the courts, past the holy place, into your personal relationship with God. I told you that's a means to, everything is a means to that end. That's what he wants. Everything is a means to that end. He just wants you to come on, man, home. Come back to your source and your sustainer. Hook back up to him. Your sin separated you from him. But boy, the righteousness of Jesus Christ has reconciled you back unto him. And that's the ministry that he's given us, man, the ministry of conciliation, reconciliation, to go into all the world and let the world know, man, what God was really doing in Christ Jesus, man, reconciling the world unto himself. Listen to this. Not imputing man trespasses against him. Hello. What he doing, man? What he say when he say not imputing man trespasses against him? He don't say, man, ain't this and ain't judging man or nothing. He say cleansing man from all unrighteousness. He making man just like he created him. He on the man on a potter's wheel now because he failed. You know, he being restored. Listen, you're already saved. Now you're being saved. You're being processed. You're coming, you're growing, you're learning. That's the salvation that we're in now, the salvation of our souls, our emotions, our feelings, our minds, our lives, our livelihood. Everything that we on this earth with, man, the salvation of that. For this old body, man, it ain't no salvation for it. I'm sorry. You can dress it up, fix it up, make it look all you want to, baby. Let me tell you something. One day it's going back to the ground from which it came. Why is that, Arthur? Because, see, you might not know this here, man. When God blessed mankind, but when Adam ate off that tree, then when he came down, man, when God pronounced the curse, man, on Adam, he didn't curse Adam. He already blessed you. How you going to curse what you're not already blessed? Know what he did? He said, curse just the ground. For your sake, Adam. And, man, I'm telling you, man, instead of you, man, ruling and reigning life, man, you're going to have to live by the sweat of your brow. Baby, you had to go through some things. In this world, you're going to have some trials and some tribulations, baby. You're going to have some ups and some downs, baby. You're going to have all your vision. You're going to have racism. You're going to have hatred. You're going to... I know you don't feel well. I know you don't think you look the part. I know you don't think you got the skills, but I came to tell you that there is a king. Glory to God. Glory to God. And all that, you say, boy, I got you. In this world, all them tribulations and everything that you're going to go through, you can be a good child. Why? Because I got you. You mine. You. Boy, it's a terrible thing, man, to fall into the hands of a just God, man, and God get it whole. You see what God did, man, Pharaoh's and his kingdom. By the time them children of Israel left out of Egypt, man, I'm talking about Egypt was devastated. You know, you just see the little picture and everything. You don't really know what's really going on. Imagine this, man, you know. No. Boy, let me tell you something. God got us. And baby, again, you get in and know what he's doing, then you can cease from your works. The Bible says that remaineth a rest for the people of God. Where they cease from their works and get in on, man, God's work. Then, like I said, you start processing, man. You start, man, you're already saved because you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and you accepted him in your heart. But you still got some issues. You still got some problems. Still got some sins. Still got some ups. Still got some downs. Still got some lacks. Still got some poverty. Still got some lust. Still got some faults. Still got some mistakes. Still got all of that. Oh, wretched man that I am. Who shall deliver me? Thanks be unto God. That there is therefore now no condemnation. Not to anybody. And not to everybody. It's available to anybody and everybody. But this scripture is talking about there's no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. Now, if you ain't in Christ Jesus, baby, let me tell you something. Not only is this, you're going to be condemned.
All right, here we go. Y'all ready? Join
Stephen Curry. You're going to be in this world situation that we live in, man, you know, you're going to be condemned. That's the ways of the world. But there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. Watch this. Who walk not after the flesh. Who walk not after the natural. Who walk not after, man, you know, the dictation. But walk after the spirit. What? who walk after the word of God, who will go after the word of God, who won't man allow man the circumstance, situation, and system to continue to dictate to their life, but come to the knowledge of who they really are, that they are rulers, man, and they were created, man, to reign in those in life over all circumstance, situation, and system. Even the sin in your life. The Bible say, man, as we behold as in the mirror, the we see the glory of the Lord and we are changed into that same image. Listen, the sin nature had to be destroyed in your life. You got to realize, man, you know, hey, that sin nature that was there, that old man, he was crucified. He was crucified with Christ. I say again, he was crucified with Christ. That old man. Boy, that new man, man, is raised up, man. Watch how he raised up in righteousness and holiness. And if you follow after that man, that new man, if you grow up in that new man, let me say it different. As you grow up and follow that new man, there's no condemnation. As you follow that new man. Because if you follow that new man, know where he's going to lead you to? He's going to lead you to the right hand of the Father. He's going to lead you to where you have been already, man, made to sit. Well, seated in heavenly places, man, right next to the Father. What you mean right next to the Father, man? I'm talking about, man, next in succession, man, to the authority, man, over, man, every circumstance, situation, and sin, or everything. First is the Father. And ruling under him, under the Father, is his children. That's why Jesus Christ said he's the King of Kings. Glory to God. What he is? He's the King of who? Kings. That's you and I. Rule, ruler, rule. So, you know, before you can really learn, you know, and know how to rule, I tell you, God really just, man, just words of exhortation. Before you can really learn how to rule and reign in life, man, you got to first know that you're a king. And first know what your inheritance is. You know, I tell you, man, when you realize a thing, man, you go after it, man. God don't want you to stop sinning, man, so that you can get your thing. God wants you to stop sinning because you love him. That's why, that's his motive, man, for bringing you out of sin. That's the way he doing. He loved, man, you know. He loved it out of us. He loved it right on out of us. That's his motive. That's his way of doing things. And as we come up on this radio broadcast, man, that's our sign. To let you know, boy, that God was in your big brother, Jesus Christ, reconciling you back to himself, bringing you back into a personal relationship with your Father in heaven. So that you could grow in him and continue to grow in him and continue developing your personal relationship, man, with your God. Knowing what, Arthur? Walking and talking with him, man, in the cool of the day, in the heat of the day, in the afternoon, in the morning, in the night, 24/7. Knowing that he's always there. Listen, you know why he's always there? I'm going to say this here. Know why he's always there? Because he's not only a man among you and around you. He live on the inside of you. He come to good residence in your spirit. That's why he told, man, you know, Adam, hey, that old body, cursed is the ground for your sake. Yeah. So you want, so that's what's cursed, what? That house that you live in, I'm going to curse the ground. Did it being on earth as it is in heaven? Hey, you're going to be on earth as it is here now. Thistles and thorns and poverty and lack and hatred and all that, man. That's thistles and thorns. Oh, that's on there today. I don't know why I keep getting stuck right there. You know, there's a scripture say in Colossians, say, thanks be unto God, who has translated us out of the kingdom of darkness over into the kingdom of his dear Son. Glory to God. See, behold, I show you, further down in that verse, say, behold, I show you a mystery that's been hidden from ages and ages. What's that mystery? Christ on the inside of you, not around you, not among you, not in the sweet by and by, not over there, not over yonder, but on the inside of you, living with you, no matter where you go. Let me tell you something, he don't live in no unclean temple. That's why, man, he cleans you up. That's why, man, you know, the penalty that he paid for your sins, man, made it possible, man, for the Father, man, to come and take up residence on the inside of your spirit. That's nothing you done. Your righteousness is like filthy rags. I don't care what you try to do. You can do your best to stop sinning, man. That ain't going to cause God to bless you no more than you already blessed. It'll stop you, man, from receiving your inheritance. It'll short circuit the anointing and the power of God in your life. It'll cause you to live, man, far below your rights and privileges. And when you get to heaven, you say, Lord, you say, I saw where I could have did this and I could have did that. You say, you could have. What you did and why? Hey, your sin didn't separate you from God, man. Your sin separates you, man, from your sovereignty, from your dominion, from your power, from your authority, from your rulership, man, from your ability to do what, man? To reign in life, to exercise your authority seated at the right hand of the Father. Exercise what authority over people, know over every circumstance, situation, and symptom that'll confront your life, man, that will, man, stop you, man, from, man, rising up to your occasion and coming from the back of the bus and living like mere men and women, man, into living like who God created us to be, man, in his image and in his likeness, ruling and reigning forever and ever and ever. And it's in our lives here on earth just like it is in heaven. Watch what I say. It's in our lives here on earth just as it is in heaven. I'm going to say that one more time so that you catch it. And it's in our lives where he set it up at, on the inside of you. Where he set up the kingdom of God at, man, in you. Christ in you. Where he set it up on the inside. That's why the Bible meant when he said, and God blessed them and told them to be fruitful. He placed on the inside of us, man, all the potential that you're ever going to need, man, to fulfill your God-given destiny. That's the blessings of the Lord. And boy, the blessing of the Lord, man, making us rich. And he don't add no sorrow with it. I ain't talking about rich in money. I'm talking about rich in faith, man. And with faith, man, you can get, man, what money can't get. Money can't buy you everlasting life. Money can't buy you what I'm talking about, man. Money can't buy you no personal relationship, man, with your Father in heaven. Money can't buy you peace, man, that passes all understanding that the world can't give and it can't take away. Money don't buy you authority, man, over y'all. Principalities and powers of the devil and everything else. But let me tell you something, what it give you, man, the greatest authority over who your real enemy is. Who? Well, not your real enemy, but the one, man, that you need to be aware of. Who are that? That enemy that's in me. Who? Self. I. Me. What I think. My opinion. This, that, you know, yeah. Or you say, no longer, man, not my will, Lord. Thy will be done. Well, that's developing that, Arthur, man. That's developing, man, in the garden. That's the kind of relationship, man, that's being developed in the garden, man. And in the garden is unbroken fellowship. You're seeing washed white as snow. And you can commune with your Father. What you saying, Arthur? I said all that I've been saying for the last 45 minutes, man. All that to say this here, man. That's what God wants, man. You just come on in and just talk with him. Because, man, that's where it's developed at. That's what I'm talking about. That's where it's developed at. Now, in your church service, if you just come into the gates, man, with Thanksgiving, you got your Thanksgiving, and that's a good thing, man. You continue to do that. That's great. And, man, you pray, you get your praise on, that's a great thing. And you go to church and have your services, and you render your services and your sacrifices to God, and you're doing the best you can and live the best you can and helping one another. That's a great thing. Don't stop there. Keep on, man, pressing on toward the prize. Don't just stop there. Come on behind the veil, man, where all that you're trying to do and accomplish and trying to have. But, man, you can grow up and develop that, man, and that can be accomplished. Because when you come behind the veil, you kind of like come, man, you put yourself, the Bible, in some way, you know, you can interpret it this way. You know, you put yourself on the potter's wheel then. Can the clay say to the potter, why have you made me this way? No, in other words, the clay don't have no more authority. Self, I, me. And self, I, and me, sometimes this ain't no evil, it all mean well. You want to protect me, want to protect my feelings, want to protect my emotion, want to protect man, want to protect me. I was crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, man, but it's Christ that liveth on the inside of me. And all them things in the old man and everything else, man, that's passed away. In fact, it crucified, man. Nevertheless, I live, yet it's not I, but it's Christ that liveth on the inside of me. And the life that I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me, so that I could come back, man, to that which was from the beginning. To the life that, man, God planned for me. And boy, when you get on course toward that destination, man, I'm talking about all them trials and tribulations in your life, man, you will look them devil's eyeball to eyeball, man. I mean, sometimes they'll slap you and knock you down, but baby, sometimes that devil sucker punch you, man, and get the best of you. Sometimes, man, emotion make you act out of character, and sometimes, man, circumstance situation, man, will get the best of you, man, but you will take the mandatory eight count. And baby, you will get right back up and get back in the fight. You say, you lying devil, baby, here I am again, man. You keep on pressing on toward the prize of the high calling of Christ Jesus. What I'm telling you, the way you want to get strengthened in that and grow in that and find the knowledge and wisdom and understanding, man, how when that devil, man, throw that punch at you, you know how to duck it, and man, come back, man, with the sword of the Spirit or with the word of God, man, and not only knock him out, but then take the sword of the Spirit. So you can take the word and knock him down. But boy, if you take the sword of the Spirit, you can cut his head off. You can cut his authority off. You can cut his power in over your life and his rule over your life off. And you can get off the defense. Most Christians operate on the defense, trying to keep the devil out, trying to stop the devil from progress in our life. That's backwards. Adam fumbled the ball. And ever since then, we've been operating on the defense, man, trying to defend ourselves against the devil. When Jesus Christ came, man, he recovered the fumble and took the ball back and put us back on offense. Now, you the one with the ball. You the one with the authority and the power and the dominion. But you're not careful, man. You know, now you got your line, man, that's gonna defend your quarterback and everybody else, man. You got your prayer warriors and everything else, but baby, you on the offense. You got some members of the church, man. You know, you got some armor bearers. You know, you got some people, man. I'm talking about men that are gonna stand with you, that's gonna believe with you. You got some congregation. You got some members. You got. But you on the offense. The devil, man, ought to be, listen, most people, man, running from the devil, man. The devil supposed to be running from us. Some people try to build a fortress, man, to keep the devil out, man. Let me tell you something, your fortress already been built, man. You need to get into that fortress, man, and then make the devil build a fortress to keep us out. Instead of running from the devil, man, we need to be running toward the devil. And when you realize he's a defeated foe and his kingdom has come down and he has no more authority in the earth, he got power. He's still as powerful as he ever was. He got influence and everything else, and his system set up on the earth. And it's still powerful, man. But, man, the influence, I mean, the authority. The authority. What I'm going to say it loud. The authority to execute that power over your life is what's been broken. He no longer has no authority in your life to do that no more. So what's the deal then? Now it's time for you, man, to stop, man, asking God to do, man, what he's already done, man. And start you scraping your authority, man, and start ruling and reigning, man, in life the way God, man, created you, man, from the beginning. Because everything that it takes to do that has been restored back to you. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. In other words, the Garden of Eden is back here. Your sins has been cleansed, man, and washed through the blood of the Christ on Calvary, man. You've been, man, redeemed from the curse of the law. You've been placed back into the will and the kingdom of Almighty God, man. Now you start living, man, and walking and talking, man, like God wants you to live, man. You start living holy then, man. Why? Because that's in your heart. That's in your desire. And that's all you want to do, man. And, man, when you fall, man, I'm telling you something, man, you won't be condemned. Baby, the Holy Ghost will convict you, man. And you will jump back up, man. You will go to your father. You will confess your faults, man, to your father. Because you know that he's faithful and just to forgive you, man, and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. And what you're doing, you continue, man, awakening to the righteousness that you already are, and you're sinning less and less and less and less until you reach the prize of the high calling that's in Christ Jesus. Until you look just like him, walk just like him, talk like him, live like him, rule and reign just like him. That's what Paul said. I press on toward that prize of that high calling. That I look just like him. Man, what I'm doing, I'm going from glory to glory to glory to glory. Even as by the Spirit of the living God. And boy, I'm talking about, man, God is a mighty God. So all the messages that you hear, man, about, man, you know, sin and everything else and about coming out of sin, man, you better take heed to that, man. All of us, man. Because that's one thing God can do, man. He's going to send his word. That word ain't to condemn you. That word, man, it's to strengthen us, to bless us, man, you know. And in a lot of cases, man, chastise us. A lot of times we don't want to be whipped. So he used, man, that message, man, man, what, man, not condemn us, man, but say, oh, Lord, forgive me, Jesus. Help me, Lord. To cause you to call upon the name of the Lord, to come to that throne of grace and find mercy to help you in your time of need, man, so that you go walk out of darkness into the marvelous light. You're going to need some help. You can't do this on your own. You're going to need his help. That's why that constant fellowship and communion with you is necessary. That's why you got to come behind the veil into his very presence, man, and know that, man, you can hang out with him 24-7. You can go to him anytime or day or night, man. In fact, you ought to get to the place where we just, man, God conscious, aware of the fact that, man, he's with us, man, no matter where you go. I told you, if you knew that 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 your Father in heaven, man, was with you, man, I don't care what you're going through, man, if you're in the line then, if you ain't got a quarter in your pocket, if the people tell you you got to go, if the judge say, I'm going to give you a 50 year, boy, if you know that if the doctor say you're going to die, man, but if you know that you know that you know that you know that, man, the Most High God, your Father in heaven is with you, man, you won't be worried about nothing. You won't be worried about nothing. You won't be worried about no report. Nothing. Boy, the good news is, man, man, he's not only with you, man, he's in you. And the only way you can know that you know that you know that you know, you got to come past the gate, past the court, past the sanctuary, past the church service, on into his presence. Listen, my time is up. And that's what God is saying to you, man. Awake to righteousness and sin not. Come on into my presence the way it's made. Listen, I love you. I bring you greetings from my family, Gail, and my children. Outlaw Outreach Ministry. It's Kingdom Life Outreach Ministry. We want you to know we love you. It's not really about who we are or how to contact us or anything else. It's just the word. But if you would like to contact us to get, man, more information about this word, I would desire tapes or emails to you concerning this that will build you up and give you your inheritance. We invite you to contact us at 713-870-3776. Again, that number is 713-870-3776. 713-870-3776. One last time, 713-870-3776. Arthur and Gail LaValle's ministry. God bless you. We love you. Bye-bye.